Fitzgerald, the principal of UCF Architecture. We've been around Oklahoma since 1960 and had quite a bunch of projects that I think helped revitalize the downtown. So we really got us excited when we came to the first coffee. I think there were four people when that first meeting has grown a little bit, thanks to Jim and Jester and their excitement. And when we first came, kind of what got me excited were a couple of things. One was just the opportunity to restore such a grand jewel for Tacoma. You know, if you think about where we are right now, this is to me the real center of Tacoma. And we see all kinds of great things happening around this. It's one of the parts of town that I think is kind of the anchor here that we really need to restore. I was so excited to see that the Elks building up the street is going to come on here shortly. Our firm just submitted a permit on restoration of the old city hall for turning it into condominiums. So bringing some additional housing down. The theaters are being restored. So that piece of it really got me excited to think about taking this facility and bringing it back to life. The other thing that I thought was just critical that I heard that meeting was what you heard this morning, Chester, and Jim's passion for making sure that the residents of the hotel were taken care of, and that was kind of the first priority. So when I heard that, I knew that the project really had a chance because that has to happen. That's so critical. What we've been doing here lately, not like you, I know we have 24 and a half days, fortunately.
Less than that now.
This clock's running out. I actually came from a large family. I'm hoping to get them involved now since we only have 24 days. Anyway, we've already started working on drawings. I've got kind of a short version here. Took kind of a first pass of looking at the project, looking at all of the different components. Retail, certainly on the first floor, whether it's floor shops or barbers, restaurants, all those pieces are a critical element. Where does the wine cellar go? What floor should the spa be on? What do the hotel rooms look like? How many of them are? We're talking about 150 hotel rooms. We're also looking at condominiums on the upper floors, trying to look at both condominiums in the existing building. And then also, for those of you who have seen, we've got a rendering of the original building that I can share with you. For those of you who didn't know, the north end here, there was also a piece of the building which was constructed. So we're looking at completion of that north tower for condominiums. Looking at, should it be the same height as the existing building? Should it go taller? Should it look like the old building? Or should it have a new element so that it doesn't compete with the historic building? So there's all kinds of opportunities. Studying the penthouse that Chester talked about, that is a fantastic space opportunity up there, and it does have a rooftop area already around it. So there's just some great opportunities here that we're really excited about. And if you sit and look at the building, it's just got great bones. I actually got some construction photos from 1923 where you can see the structural concrete frames reinforcing sticking out. So Dan's going to talk a little bit about the structure, but it's a building with great bones, and I think the fortunate part for all of us is that if you look at it, not too much has been done to it over the years, so most all of the historic elements are still there. Like the Crystal Ballroom needs to be restored, but all of the historic pieces are there. We're recreating those pieces missing from the old lobby. We've got photographs of what the old grand lobby looked like. It's just a fantastic open space. So all of those pieces are underway, and it's just a really exciting project. It's going to be if there's anything else you'd like to talk about on the questions about the architectural piece.
You could talk a little bit about the layering of the building on the first two or three floors. It's very, very unique.
Yeah, it's interesting when you, this was the original main entry on this site. And you walk in, the actual, the first two or three floors are kind of staggered. When you walked in, the